Hello?
Yes, hello, Margaret.
Hang on a second. So I just wanted to verify, Sheldon, that you did receive my texts about changing the acknowledgments.
Yes, I did receive that. What happened?
What do you mean, what happened?
Oh, but yeah, about you're saying you want me to change it. Are you sure about that?
What do you mean, am I sure about that? Have you seen the notes that Lisa has been sending to me over the portal?
I haven't had time to review that. I'm very caught up today. What happened?
She has been completely and totally rude, Sheldon. She's claiming that, all of these things that I'm doing are not necessary, and that they're sick of editing this, and it was edited already, and that she's demanding that this be wrapped up.
Okay.
I mean, and she's claiming that she's going to, if I have any more changes, she's going to charge me more money, which I don't know how she can. I have a contract. But I've never seen anybody be this rude to a customer.
Okay, let me see something. Let me check in on something and see if she's making sense or not. Okay. Give me a moment. Let me go through something. I might know where she's coming from. Okay. Okay. So I kind of understand what's going on here. Okay. So she's, I would say both of you are somewhat in the wrong here, but I understand your perspective and I understand her perspective as well. The thing is, we do say there are unlimited revisions. What once a draft is confirmed that you say, okay, this is correct, we usually move forward and we continue the work. Considering that the previous is approved, we usually do not cater to changes. The reason why I started catering the changes that you have provided is because there was a time delay that is there. Of course, time delay is natural given the extensive revision that we're getting so far. That is natural, and I do understand that you're frustrated as well. But that kind of is the perspective here. When we usually do editing, once a draft is approved, we usually do not go back to re-edit that specific draft. But in this case, we are doing that in order to cater to the delays. That was what was going on. Because there is a compliance check on us as well, as I told you before. So when they question us, we have to give them a reason. So due to that reason, we have to at times put a hold to the number of revisions that we can offer, given that there was a previous approval. Okay? That's why there is this current situation.
Well, all I
I
know
understand.
is that
I understand.
Lisa did a shitty job. Excuse my French. She did a horrible job. She never did any editing. I'm completely amazed at this situation. You have done more for my book than what anybody has done in the past 7 months. I actually think that we can print the book as quickly as I get this book tonight. With the revisions that you've done. I haven't been this close in 7 months, Sheldon.
Okay, Margaret, for now.
And I want her name off of my book.
Okay, I'll get it done. That's not a problem. Okay? What I'll do for now is I'll get you the changes done by the end of the day. You can look at it. You can give me a golden approval, and I'll get the printing done. Okay? We'll then have a word about the marketing. If you want to go forward with me being the only correspondent, that's also fine. It's not a problem. Okay?
Well, I'm happy to work with you, but I don't want her to ever message me again.
Okay, I understand.
From from 2 months of working with her, she was pressing me for more money. And that's when I paid her the balance, which wasn't due until the project was completed. And now all she's doing is pressing for more money. I am so appalled, I don't even know which end is up. And I don't want to bring this into yours and my relationship at all, but I don't want to deal with her anymore, and I don't want her messaging me, because it really upsets me, Sheldon.
Okay, I understand. I understand. The thing is, I do understand your perspective clearly, okay, and I'll be the field correspondent going further, but I just want you to know, even if you are to eventually work with me going further, that right now what I'm doing for you is especially catering to you, given that there are delays, okay? In normal conditions, we usually take a week to give out responses. Because I've been a writer and an editor before, I know the kind of things that need to be done and how quickly they can be done, okay? And I don't have other projects that I have to work with most of the time that I have to, you know, I get some time off that I can do your book. But usually I'm doing your book in my free time. Okay? So which is why I haven't actually gotten to your book in this entire day. So I do understand your perspective. I do understand her perspective as well. So going forward, what we'll do is let's consider the change that I'm sending today as the last change, okay?
As long as the changes I've asked for, you know, on the previous change, there was a couple that you had missed. And I think it's because it's difficult to read on that portal, but the first couple, and that's why I put them back on the current list. So as long as that list is completed, I'm good. I don't think that there's going to be any other errors in that book. Well,
okay,
anything that would be significant.
Okay. You said third line not correct. Should have one inserted after the same page. Okay, sometimes you miss spacing and I get very confused. Is page 40 a separate thing or is it the same thing?
Sheldon,
very
I'm
confused.
I know. I have to look at the... Give me a second.
Okay.
Okay, so between miracle number 22 and 23,
mm-hmm.
I think that there's supposed to be another space. It doesn't look like the spacing between all the other miracles in the table of contents.
Okay.
Do you see that?
Let me open the file. Let me see. Give me a second. Let me see. 28, third line. You're talking about table of content, right?
Let's see. I'm going to have to pull up the book. I'm not sure.
You're talking about chapters, right? If when you say miracles, you mean chapters, right?
In the table of contents.
Yes, but I mean each chapter is one miracle, correct?
Yes.
So what you mean is that's chapter, I think you're talking about chapter 21 and 22, not 23 and 22. Because I do odd space in between. Let's see, change. This is an odd spacing. Okay, let's see if this works. Okay, I've adjusted the spacing.
So you saw what I was talking about.
Yeah, I saw what you were talking about. I didn't,
okay.
I didn't actually know that, as being very honest. It's a very small space. I didn't actually check the TOC to see if they were correct. I just went through the revisions that you told me, because just being 100% honest with you, I don't really have the leisure of time to read the entire book at this time, since I am very pressed usually.
Okay,
let's see. That is done, and okay, I'll take the time to go through the revisions that you said, and I'll get to you by the end of the day, okay?
And let me look at this revision. I've just pulled up the book. You said that you didn't understand the next one.
Oh, yeah. Line, page 28, third line, not corrected. Should this be the one? Did you check my response when I sent the whole message? You asked me a question for that. Third line, should this be the same one used later? And I said yes.
Okay.
There's a reason I didn't correct that.
Because I'm not sure that I even know what I'm talking about there at this point. Let me pull up page 28.
Okay.
Okay. Page 28, third line. Okay, so helped her up is the same one, or is the same word, maybe is better, is the same word used later in Mark 16:6.
Oh, so that's what you want to say? It looks fine either way. I don't think it's a significant change.
Mark's got the Greek word translated as helps her up.
The Greek word translated as helped her up is the same used later in Mark 16:6.
Okay. Yeah. So you think it's okay to be like that?
That's why I said yes, it is as it should be.
Okay. Then with these Gadarenes up on page 74, that the demon in the Gadarenes was legion.
Hold. Let's look at page 40 first. You also have page 40. Let's go to page 40 first.
Okay.
Page 40.
Last paragraph. Oh, yeah. I said Bible times, and I'm wondering if that should be biblical times.
You're talking about a past time, correct?
Yes. So I say in Bible times, people suffering, blah, blah, blah. Should it be in biblical times? I don't know.
I don't think the term biblical times or Bible time, I don't think that's an actual term. If I say Bible times. Does that mean anything? No, the correct term is biblical times.
Okay. Let's change that then. I thought that would be correct.
Okay. Then it's to...
And then talking about the Gadarenes. The Gadarenes had multiple demons. That's why their name was Legion. And so that's why I was questioning if it should have been the plural with the possessive.
That's why
you wrote me back, there's
only
one
demon. When I
sent
the file to you, multiple demons, that's why I changed it to demons and names. When we are mentioning multiples, we need to have a plural going with it. If we use comma S, that would be a singular name. Jesus asked for a demon's names. Otherwise, Jesus asked for the demon's names. Do you understand where I came from over there? Because when we shift the comma, then we're talking about multiple demons. That's why I had to say names, because at that point, Jesus' assumption would have been that they are multiple names, but then they responded that they were legion.
Right.
So now you get the point?
Well, no. So I'm on page 74.
I'm on the same page. I'm on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, paragraph 5, line 1, right?
Right. Jesus asked for the demons' names.
Yes.
And I think that's correct, D-E-M-O-N-S apostrophe.
Mm-hmm.
But then up at the top of the page, when we're talking about the fourth line, with the demons' influence.
Yes, that's not multiple. That shouldn't be multiple. That is a singular demon. Think of it, read the entire text, okay? If a person were demon-possessed,
right, okay,
we should see the demon's destructive effects. We're talking about just one person being affected by a single demon. It can be multiple, but we're talking about one demon possessing it. That's why there's a apostrophe before the S, not after the S, because we're talking about one demon possessing a person.
Okay. Okay. If you think it's right, I'll go with it.
Yeah. Because when we're talking about possession, we're talking about a singular demon, not multiple demons possessing a person, correct?
Well, not in the case of the Gadarenes. He was possessed by multiple demons, and that's why when Jesus asked their name, the demon responded, "Legion, for we are many."
But that's for the Gadarenes. What you're talking about here is something general. You're not talking about the Gadarenes in this paragraph, right?
Right. But I say the Gadarenes lived in the tombs, a place of death. No one was able to bind the man with the demon's influence. So at that point, I'm at the Gadarenes.
Ah, okay. You're talking about the Gadarenes. That makes sense now. This is a confusion here with the demon's influence. Then, then it should be... okay. We'll go with the... Okay, let's go with consistency, and we'll call them. We will keep it consistent because that was my confusion. Because I don't actually have a really good handle on the biblical past, so I didn't actually know the Gadarenes had multiple possession. For me, it was just one person being possessed.
Right. No, the demons were multiple in this case.
Okay. Then we'll put the apostrophe later. Got it.
Right. I think that's good.
Okay. Let's move ahead then. I think Legion is there. Then we have 150?
Hang on. I lost.
Page 150, let me go down to that. Now, I'm going to have to really spend some time on this book again, because I did the last revision I sent you was from home, and I don't have the file, the Word file that I edited, so I'll have to do the previous revisions all over again. This is going to take a while. Anyways, I'll get it done by the end of the day. Remove after manifestation of these behaviors. 150. Okay,
I'm on 150. I don't think after manifestations of these behaviors needs to be there. I think it's okay just to say, as a physician, it was my responsibility to treat the physical manifestations.
Okay. I'll leave it as is then.
I think after manifestations just doesn't...
Okay, I get it. I get it. Yeah, I get it. I think we're done.
And
after.
I think that's it, except for those acknowledgments.
Yeah, let me actually share that before I forget it. I live with the goldfish memory, so.
So
just,
that's
I have
on
to,
page
I have to note
two.
Everything down just so I don't forget it. Let me see. I'm trying to find where Lisa is mentioned in the acknowledgments.
It's at the very bottom of those acknowledgments on page two.
Oh, there's
it's
two page acknowledgments. Okay.
Yes.
You want me to make that Sheldon and the team?
Yes, please.
Okay. I don't really like doing this. I'm not a person who does this kind of thing. I don't like taking credit for stuff.
Well, it's okay.
I'll get it done. Since I have to do the previous sent revisions to this file as well, since the last file I sent to you was from home, because I was working from home, I don't have the Word
right.
file here. So I'll need a day to finish the previous revisions as well that you sent to me. Okay?
Okay. So I should expect it then tomorrow?
By the end of the day, you'll have it. No, you don't expect it tomorrow. By the end of the day, you'll have it.
The end of the day today or the end of the
day
tomorrow?
Today.
Okay. So this is what I'm going to do, Sheldon. When I get that file, I'm going to go through and I'm simply going to check the changes that you and I have discussed, and then I'm going to send you an email to please print, and I think we're good to go for the 100.
Perfect. So because the thing is, the reason why I actually going to say the same thing, because the thing is, as a book reader, especially as an author to this book, every time you'll read the book, you'll feel, okay, this needs an adjustment. Okay, this needs an adjustment. That's why usually when we have a book final, we try to give it one or maximum two complete reads, and then we stop completely reading the book. Because whenever,
right.
as natural writers, we feel like we can always make changes and improve on
right.
something, and we just keep
right.
tweaking it to no end. So we can then
right.
say, okay, no, this is the point where we stop, and we just do the revisions that we have marked. Otherwise, we'll just, you know, keep throwing the spanner in the works every time.
Well, Sheldon, I understand that, but some of these revisions were
are important.
Like that.
Are important.
You know,
I understand.
The use of wrong words. And, you know, these should have been things that Lisa and her team should have found. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, she did no editing whatsoever. I've done all the editing. I have read this thing until I am blue in the face. And, you know, you've gone over it with me, and you've affected the changes, but, you know, I'm not a professional editor, and I thought that when I was signing up with GNOME that that's what I was getting. I thought I was getting professional editing, including developmental editing, and I thought that I was getting, you know, proofing and copies of my books, et cetera. And anyway, it with Lisa and her team, it didn't work out that way.
Sometimes it just happens. Sometimes you aren't able to just connect with someone and things don't work out. Normally she's very good with most of her clients, but sometimes, well, she can't be perfect with everyone, can you? So,
well,
from me,
rude to a customer is completely and totally inappropriate. To always be pressing me for money and she's not making any money on this deal, et cetera, Sheldon, that's not appropriate. If she treats other people this way, honestly, I'm surprised there's not a lot of complaints out there about GNOME.
No, she usually gets the work. The thing is, she usually gets the work done. In this case, it was surprising for me because I've been so used to her that I usually just check up on her every month or two about her work, and it's usually fine. Even if I take feedbacks from clients, it's usually pretty much fine that they're happy with her. So in this case, maybe y'all could just got on the off on the wrong foot, and it just spiraled out of control, because this is a very rare case scenario for me as well. Even for the team,
right,
to be leaving out this many mistakes is so rare that I actually went after, like, once we're done with this, because I don't have enough time right now, I haven't sat down with the team to ask them what the hell is going on here. So, because
right,
normally this should have been cleared out and done. Some of the mistakes I understand are natural to make, and some of them, those natural ones are here. But because the team that you have been assigned do have two fresh editors, so, but again, it's part of the game to be able to do this. Inconsistencies are usually there because of the new editors, and I do understand that, which is why I'm doing this on my own. I'm not assigning it to the team, nor am I assigning this to the new team, because, again, they have a lot going on, and they take time to evaluate. So,
right.
Give me today. I'll get it done, and then we'll just move towards punching, okay?
Sheldon, I can't thank you enough. I firmly believe, had it not been for you, I would never have gotten my book out of Nome.
That's okay.
I believe that, Sheldon. I absolutely believe that. But now I really believe I'm going to have a book that I can, you know, fulfill the orders that I have and the book signings people want me to do, and I'll be proud to sign my name to the book.
That's great to hear. That's great to hear. So let's get this done, and then we'll put in the printing, and we'll have a word about the publishing as well, okay?
Wonderful.
Actually, if I can, I'll
Sheldon.
Call you, but let's call tomorrow on that. What do you think?
Well, tomorrow's fine. Call me on my cell, even if we have to switch to the landline, because I've been having to do some physical therapy and.
Yeah, I know. I understand. It's okay. I'll call you on the I'll call you on the phone. If it doesn't work out there, I will call on the landline. Okay.
Okay. Excellent. Thank you so
Perfect.
Much.
No problem. Take
Bye-bye.
Care. Bye.